Arnold, welcome to Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, number 229. I'm creator and host, Don Hutchison. Every day, I interview someone from around the world who has discovered his talents to do work he loves, to create a life of success, satisfaction, and freedom. Today, I'm delighted to bring you our featured guest, Dusty Porter. Welcome, Dusty.
Welcome, Don. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Dusty, are you using your talents doing work that you love?
Absolutely.
Alrighty, we want to hear the whole story. Dusty Porter is a content creator at heart. From voice acting to creating screencast videos for his YouTube channel with over 100,000 subscribers, his passion is helping people make their online entrepreneur dreams come true. Well, that's a beautifully simple and articulate bio. Dusty, tell us what you're up to now in your life and career that has you engaged and excited, if you will.
Don, there's so much going on right now in the world of the internet, or interwebs is what I like to call it. There's so much opportunity out there for people just to grab if they're willing to actually put themselves out there. One of the things that I'm most excited about is just being able to educate people about what the internet and the opportunities that are available to people. And want to drive that down a little more specifically, I have a podcast called YouTube Creators Hub, which I've just started recently, and I've gathered a fairly large audience for that. And I'm really excited as that podcast really breaks down and interviews video creators and asks them how they've grown their YouTube channel, and hopefully allowing other people to see that and go from there and grow their YouTube channel and create video content, whether they're just a person wanting to create family videos or a business trying to get that customer to their website or to their point of interest.
It's amazing, isn't it? In our last interview, congratulations on all that, by the way. In our last interview, we had a marketing guru on that's been doing this for four decades, and she was talking about the power. You've heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Absolutely.
Well, it's actually worth about 60,000 words because of the way our brain takes in information about visual images. It's just even more impactful than we dreamed. And here you are right in the center of that doing this kind of work. It's perfect timing.
No, it really is. I think that, you know, we're going through like the podcast boom right now with all of these people creating great podcasts. And if you want to learn how to do something, there's so much good content, audio and video wise, whether you access that through iTunes or you're accessing a video through YouTube, I think that it's just going to continue to grow. Now, with everything, there's going to be a peak, but I don't think we've reached that peak yet with audio as well as video. And I'm just excited to take advantage of that and help people grow. And that's probably the most exciting thing about what I get to do is every day's different, Don, in that I may be dealing with someone in India one day and then the next day dealing with someone from California. And it's just fantastic to see all of these different people from the different walks of life and allowing them to garner this absolute bomb that is the internet and utilize it for whatever thing they want to use.
Oh, yes. They can use it for everything from, selling something to human rights.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's perfect. It's all good. We'll get into the backstory in a minute, of course. But when do you think the transition is going to happen when podcasts just really almost have to have video? Do you see that happening in the next couple of years?
I do. And I don't see it in the effect of every podcast on iTunes is going to have video. But what I do see, Don, is this. I see that anybody who has a podcast is going to have either a YouTube channel, a Vimeo channel, a video on Facebook that is hooked up with that podcast. So the great thing about podcast is it can link people back to your website or to your YouTube channel. But what I foresee in the very near future, actually, is if you have a podcast, you most definitely need to have some form of video hosted somewhere, whether that be YouTube or your website. People want to know who you are. They want to see you. They want to be able to put a face with a voice. And the great thing about audio podcast is that you can listen to an audio podcast when you're on the treadmill, when you're on your way to work, which is fantastic. So I don't think that's going to move away from the audio in that front. But what I do believe is that people are going to want to say, well, I want to learn more from Don. I want to know what Don has going on. And they're going to want to go to the website or your YouTube channel. And video is just another great platform, just like an audio podcast is, that will allow you to connect with your community. And that's something that I'm real big on, that I'm really going to focus on in 2016, is creating a community. And another great way of creating a community behind a podcast is to creating videos, content that goes along with that audio podcast.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Listen, as you well know, Everyone's life is a series of turning points, Gail Sheehy called them, passages that we go through from the time we're born till we die. And it seems to happen every 5 or 6 years where we're faced with choices and changes and opportunities to grow and to learn and to recalibrate, if you will, to move forward. Take us back in your story as far as you want to go and tell us about what got you here. What has shaped the life of Dusty Porter?
Absolutely, Don. Thank you for asking that question. That's a great question. So for me, when I was a teenager and I was in high school, I've always loved technology. I always wanted to become an educator or a teacher. I wanted to teach high school. Okay. That never really panned out as far as going into college and doing things like that. But since I was 16 years old, I've worked at a local YMCA. I started working there. That was one of my first jobs. And I stayed there and I kind of worked my way up the ladder and became a manager of sorts. I began to realize that as I was arriving each morning at 9, sometimes leaving at 5, a lot of times leaving at maybe 7 or 8:30, depending on what task needed to be done that day, I began to realize that what I wanted for my life is something more, something that could impact people outside of my little town or my state. I wanted to be able to make a difference and educate people on the knowledge that I have, whether that be technology or online video or whatever it is. And that's the great thing about the internet is anybody can become an expert. And that's what people don't understand is that if you go online, the resources are there to become an expert on whatever you want to become an expert, as long as you have the passion and the drive to do it, it's absolutely out there. And so as I was doing these menial tasks at the day job, per se, I began to use that as motivation. As, you know, I began to use that as I want something more. I want something bigger. And when I created a video when I was about 18 or 19 years old, and I didn't think anything about it. I just uploaded it on YouTube and I let it sit there. I didn't even remember that I had even uploaded it. Wow. And about 2 or 3 years later, I get an email from YouTube stating, you know, would you like to become a YouTube partner? And I didn't really understand what that really meant. So I got on there and clicked the link and read up on what that really meant. And it come to find out that video, which was an online educational video on how to use a piece of software, that video had garnered already over 150,000 views.
Wow.
And I began to realize, well, maybe there's something here. Maybe I can utilize this and utilize this platform. And you have to understand, YouTube was still in the beginning phases of what it was doing back then. So when I put that video out there and I saw what could happen, and then I begin to even realize that people are monetizing this content. They're creating good value content for people to watch, for people to learn from. Now, there's a lot of trash out there, Don. I think
yes.
You and I both can know that.
Yes.
But if you create a real value proposition for the people who are coming to your YouTube channel or your website, they're going to consume that content and they're going to want to consume more of your content. So right. I begin to make more videos. And obviously, as I know you've learned from the first podcast and now to over 200 episodes, Don, you get better, obviously, with the more that you do.
Yes.
And I begin to kind of hone in my craft, and I've really got it down to a science now on how to create these screencast videos and how to create videos that people can use to really help them when they have a question on how to do something about technology. So I know that's a roundabout answer to the question that you had asked, Don, but
it's all right.
From going to teenager to now an adult who's married and I have a little one of my own, it's one of those things to where I'm just so excited to be right in the middle of all of this internet craziness. And I want to really take the bull by the horn, and I really want to see where this train can take me.
Wow. Well, it looks like it's taking you right to a perfect destination or many destinations. Yeah, it's amazing. We haven't dived into YouTube. We have a little bit, but not a lot. But you see that the the case histories on that. I mean, there's one young guy who's what, 14 years old, and he does YouTube videos on games and how
it's
to
amazing.
And he's making $2 million a month or something crazy. I mean, just because there are tens of millions of kids that play games and they want to hear what he has to say.
It's amazing. I did an interview with a gentleman who created a YouTube channel, Don, with his son and his daughter. And basically all they did was make unboxing videos on Play-Doh and different toys that kids around that age would like to see. And I'm telling you, talking to this young man, it was amazing to see that not only is he making a ton of money as far as that goes, but he's creating this community around him, his family, to create these videos about just these generic toys that have been around forever. And it's just amazing to see now that the reach that we can have now through YouTube and through podcasts, there's no limitations.
My business partner and I have been in the classical lab side for 35 and 40 years. And, you know, it was all outbound and pushing out messages and television and radio and all this. And then with the internet, it's all inbound. And well, a lot of it's inbound. And so if you have great content and you reach a niche, you don't need any kind of budget.
No, you don't.
I mean, it's almost
really
free
don't.
To do. And the ROI is staggering. So the father with his kids, he did what kind of thing with games, with boxes, did you say?
Basically, something that's really big on YouTube is unboxing. So you take a product and you unbox the product on camera and you show that product off. Well,
Oh, okay. He
created the idea. He didn't create the idea, but he decided to take his kids, who are around 7 to 11 in age, son right. and a daughter, and they're really cute kids, obviously. He'd put mm-hmm. them on camera and they'd unbox these toys that the kids who are watching these videos would want. And basically, he's getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of views per video because these kids are going and watching these videos of this family just unboxing and playing with these toys. It's amazing the different type of niches that you can find on YouTube.
So the kids are able then to see they get introduced to the toys, but they then get to see how to set them up and put them together, or it's just that they just get to be introduced to them.
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
So some of the videos they're just unboxing them, and then on other videos they're showing them how to put something together, how to put the clothes on a doll, or how to make a you know, something with Play-Doh. It's crazy, and they're getting hundreds of thousands of views. And one thing that I want to hit on in this interview, Don, about video and YouTube is this. People get caught up in the numbers. They get caught up with the subscriber numbers and the view numbers. I know personally some YouTube channels who have less than 30, 40, 50,000 subscribers, but they have about 15 to 20,000 views every video, who are making almost six figures a year by harnessing that what I call rabid audience. So they're taking that niche market of maybe 30, 40, 50,000 people, but the difference is all of those people are bought in to what that creator is doing. So a lot of times when I go on these interviews or I'm talking with people who are wanting to create a channel or a website, I let them know, don't worry about the millions of people who you want in your mind,
right,
but really focus in on those people who are rabidly passionate about what you are doing, and that can make a huge difference.
Yeah, that's a very key insight. It's really that's exactly how it always has worked, but now it can work just exponentially faster. Well, let me ask you a question. You know the statistics because we've had a pre-interview chat that around the world, from Gallup and others, that the number of people that are in their niche. I mean, talking to you, you're excited from the minute you open your highly intelligent, creative mouth to beyond that because you're into your space. I mean, you love this. You figured it out and you're doing it and it's a blessing. Why are most people not able to do that? What do you think?
This question you would think would be hard to pinpoint. I really think I've got it though, Don.
Well, tell us.
I really think the reason why people are not able to grab this and run with it is for one simple reason. Now, there's a multitude of other small reasons, but I think the main reason is because people are afraid to put themselves out there.
Right.
And it may be a multitude of reasons as to why they don't want to put themselves out there, whether they think, oh, I don't look great on camera. My voice sounds horrible. Nobody likes the sound of their own voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I always tell these people is until you're willing to fully step over that line and dive into the water, you're not going to be successful. And if you're going to create a podcast or you're going to create a YouTube channel with video, with yourself being out there, if you are not able to get over the fact of, hey, yes, there's going to be people saying negative things about me. There's going to be trolls on the internet who are going to try to bring me down. If you're okay with that, you're going to be golden. But most people, Don, they don't want to do what you're doing. They're not going to put themselves out there for 5, 6, 7 days a week and interview people because they're afraid of how they're going to sound. They're afraid of failure. And the problem that I've found is these people, once you get that out of them, once you pull that fear out of them, they can create some of the most amazing content you've ever seen.
No, I could not agree more. Well, let me ask you a question from a broader perspective for a minute, because we've got people that are dying to get into what you're doing or what we're doing, but we have probably a lot more of them are just dying to feel good when they come home from work at night and feel like they've contributed something or that they're using their talents. And you went through this. You were a young man and you were thinking about being a teacher and you started working at the YMCA and then you had the insight into this whole field. Okay, and you took a chance and you drove ahead and here you are in a really good spot. Whether they want to be a teacher or a lawyer or a doctor or an insurance salesman, why do people sell themselves short and why is there such a high degree of dissatisfaction? That's a cosmic question, I know, but what do you think? Why is that?
When it comes to that, in my personal opinion, when you get off work, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, or a teacher, you're putting forth your effort to do that one specific job. Mm-hmm. And what I found doing what I'm doing, and I've told you earlier in this interview, one of the most exciting things that I get to say about what I'm doing right now in my life is that every day is different. And every day I'm getting emails and comments from people saying, I really appreciate this video. I really appreciate what you've done here. It really helped me out to get to where I'm going. And one of the turning points for me when it comes to what I'm doing now online was when a gentleman, a professor from a university over in Europe, he messaged me through YouTube and he said, I just want to let you know that every semester for the past 3 semesters, I've shown this video to my class and it's over about 10 or 12,000 students total. And it really helps me get the point across of what I'm trying to teach them. That kind of thing for me really excites me, really makes me passionate. And what I think as far as dissatisfaction is that with the society being like it is now, Don, with all of the negativity in the news, when you watch the news and you see all this negative, whatever it may be, whether it's a shooting here or someone getting robbed or whatever that situation may be, I know at the end of the day when I lay my head down that I've helped somebody.
Yes.
I've made a difference. And that's the one thing that I want to do with my business as a whole, whether that be the podcast or the videos. I want to know at the end of the day, even look beyond the whole monetary side of things, the whole money side of things. I want to know when I go to bed at night, did I make a difference? Is the content that I'm creating helping me make a difference, not only in my town or my state or my country, but as a whole? Am mm-hmm. I making a difference? Mm-hmm. And I really think that if you can have that and know that, I really think it'll make a difference in being satisfied with what you're doing. And it may be whether you're a lawyer or a doctor, there's so much you can do online, in not just video or audio, but so much you can do online to really harness what the internet allows for you to do and utilize it for your occupation. It's just crazy the amount of stuff you can do.
Yes, precisely. So what have been the greatest, the most palpable benefits to you, Dusty Porter, following your instincts and chiseling out how long have you been doing this? How many years have you been doing this?
Well, still to this day, I have a job that I go to a couple days a week just for insurance purposes and just personal purposes.
Okay.
But as far as doing this most of my day, I've been doing it now for about 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And I can tell you it's really helped me in the fact of I get to spend more time with my family, Don.
Right.
I get to make my own schedule.
Right.
And that part of it is the most I love that part of it.
Okay. Well, you can't beat that. So how would you boil down lessons for listeners around the world who are, whether they're 18 or 80, whatever their ages or the turning points they're in, what would you say to them about how to craft a vision for their career, how to face their fears and set up a strategy to go forward? What are a few principles that you would that you believe in?
So for me, the first principle that I believe in that's really helping me currently is you need to set some goals. You need to lay out some goals as to if you don't have those tangible goals of I want to reach, you know, this many subscribers or I want to have my podcast launched by this specific date. You need to set yourself some goals that won't let yourself kind of say, man, I'm not going to do this or maybe I shouldn't do this. You need to have those goals laid out for yourself because if you do, they're going to motivate you to go ahead and get that content out and release. So definitely make sure you're setting goals when it comes to creating content and putting yourself out there. And also the second thing that I've done is when it comes to creating content, you've just got to do it. And I know that sounds crazy and it sounds cliche and it sounds simple, but until you're putting something out there, you cannot improve upon it. So if you haven't already created a video or released a podcast, how are you ever going to know
right.
if you're going to be able to create an audience, that rabid audience that I was talking about earlier, how are you ever going to know if that's going to be possible for you if you've never put anything out there? There's been tons of people who I've spoken with in my personal life that I know that have told me, well, I want to do this, or I want to start my business, or I want to have an online business. But the difference in them and the very few who are actually creating the content, Don, is they're talking about it.
Yes.
And the people that are putting out the content are actually doing it.
Yes.
And the one thing that you've got to understand as someone who's interested in doing anything like this is you've got to have a passion for what you're doing. And you've got to have that passion, and you've got to go. I listened to Gary Vaynerchuk, who is a he's a great author, and he's doing some great stuff in the space right now. And one of his key things is this: you got to be able to hustle. And what he says by that is, if you're not willing to do the work, don't talk about it. And there's so many people, Don, who are talking and not doing. And I think that once you start actually throwing stuff against the wall, you're going to realize, wait a minute. I do have this talent. I can do this.
Right. It's the cliche is such a cliche, ready, fire, aim, but it's almost true, isn't it?
It is true. It's absolutely true.
As long as you're in the ballpark and just have a decent idea about the target market and the content and everything. I mean, it's never going to be perfect, as you say, until you get it out there and you can put something in the marketplace and listen to what the response is and tweak it and make it better.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I'm not saying just throw out a bunch of trash
on
the internet. What I'm saying is, until you put yourself in it and you're doing it, you have no idea whether or not you could be successful or not. Because these people who I talk to on a day-to-day basis who are like, well, I'm going to start that Facebook business. I'm going to start that online store. Well, those people are just talking to me. And a year from now, they're going to be no closer to their dream than they are now because they haven't started anything.
Right. That's right. Exactly. Well said. Have there been, you mentioned Gary Vaynerchuk, he's certainly a legend. Are there other books that you've read that you could recommend to listeners?
There's a lot of good books in the space. I listen to a lot of podcasts. That's one thing that I've gathered when I'm on the treadmill or I'm walking my dog or whatever it may be. I listen to a lot of Pat Flynn. As you and I have discussed, we listen to John Lee Dumas, who's a great pioneer in the space. I've read Tim Ferriss's book, 4-Hour Workweek, which really helped me out and was an inspiration on taking the mentality of a 9-to-5 job and moving it to this online internet space. So I would definitely recommend that book. That would probably be the one that kind of changed my mentality of, wait a minute, you know, it doesn't have to be this 9-to-5. You clock in, you clock out. That book really helped me transition my mind in gathering enough information to say, wait a minute, you know, there's nothing that says when you have a job, it has to be between these specific hours.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's a classic. What do you see happening in your life, the life of Dusty Porter, going forward in the next handful of years? What's your vision?
My vision is to grow my organization as a whole. So not even just the YouTube channel. And one thing that I've learned from Pat Flynn, who I've listened to his podcast now for since the beginning, is that you want to be everywhere. When you're on the internet, you want to be everywhere, whether it's YouTube, iTunes with a podcast. And what I'm trying to do is to create a community who trust me enough that when I create content, whether it's content that they have to purchase or free content on YouTube, that they trust me enough to just, like I said earlier, as rabid fans, they just consume that content. And going forward within the next 3 to 5 years, I want my YouTube channel to grow from just a YouTube channel to an actual community. And that's why I created the podcast, Don, is to sync those two up and to really reach a different audience that maybe video could not or has not reached yet. So not only do I do the YouTube stuff and the podcast stuff, but I also provide voiceovers for different companies. I cannot wait to just grow all of the different branches of what I call my business tree and to kind of see where that goes. Mm-hmm. And the last thing that I would say about this is that I want to definitely go full time into what I'm doing.
Yes.
So get away from the day-to-day stuff job-wise and really be able to commit 5 days a week, you know, 9-10 hours a day, whatever that may be, to create a business that I believe is helping others all over the world.
Wow, beautiful. So what are you proudest of?
Well, personally wise, I'm most proud of my faith and being able to express my love for Jesus Christ as far as being able to do that to my community. Yes. And I just had a little girl about a little over a year ago. Her name is Macy. And to be able to do what I do online and to spend time with her and my wife, Kaylin, I'm so proud that she can look at that one day and see that, you know, Dad is doing something. You know, Dad doesn't just go to a job and he clocks in and he clocks out, but he's actually passionate about what he's doing. And I hope one day she can see that. I really do. And as far as business-wise, I am really proud of the group of people I've created around my channel. Some of those people that I get to talk with on a day-to-day basis, sometimes on the internet, we forget these people are actual people. They become just avatars or right. Usernames or screen names. But when you break it down, Don, and you get to know these people, and some of them are from India, and some of them are from all of these different far-off places that I probably will never be able to go to. I hope I will, but I may not be able to get there physically. But to hear about their stories and to hear about what they're wanting to do. And that's the fun part about this podcast that I'm doing, is to getting to know these creators in a more personal light and understanding that they're not just an avatar. They're not just a username. They're actual human beings who have families, who have had past, and they've had sorrow and happiness all in their lives, and getting to know them and being able to help them. That to me is what I'm the most excited about right now. And that's what I'm so proud of, is to be able to have my content viewed by thousands of people every day that I know at the end of that day, they're able to use that content to help them.
Dusty Porter, what a great pleasure being with you today. We thank you for sharing the highlights of your life journey. And I know that our listeners around the world have learned many lessons that will help them on theirs. So how do they get in touch with you, those listeners?
Don, there's a ton of different ways. I'm not going to throw all of them out there. You can go check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/technologyguru, the word technology, and then G-U-R-U. You can even email me. I don't even mind people emailing me. That's technologyguru77@gmail.com. On Twitter at techguru77. And don't forget to go over to www.youtubecreatorshub.com. We've got a lot of great content out there if you're looking to start a YouTube channel. And if you know somebody who has a YouTube channel who wants to be on the podcast, email me and I'd love to have them on the show.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Listeners, know you can go to discoveryourtalentpodcast.com to the podcast section. We'll have all these links, as well as a nice pithy summary of this very fine interview. I want to thank listeners across the world for joining us on our daily podcast, and to remind you that we have an infographic, What Do Highly Successful People Actually Do to Succeed, 12 Proven Career Building Strategies to Help You Do What You Love. These are the thoughts and ruminations of some of the biggest thinkers in the history of the planet, actually, and we've had great feedback from listeners around the world. It's an infographic and a series of emails that all free that you can use, and maybe as a Kickstarter for where you are in your life at whatever age and stage of your life. You can also subscribe for free to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. If you like the interviews and you like the content, please join us. We'd like to hear from you and know how we can serve you better. In closing, every one of us is born with unique talents and gifts. We don't learn them. We cannot ignore them. They're just a part of who we are, our DNA. Whenever we discover them and use them in our lives and careers, we do not merely survive. We thrive in every way possible. So until next time, all my best, and whatever you do, have fun out there today.